stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. A spokesman for U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's team is responding to questions surrounding incoming National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's contacts with Moscow. Flynn reportedly had several telephone conversations with Russia's ambassador on the same day President Obama ousted 35 Russian diplomats and imposed sanctions in response to Russia's apparent attempts to influence last year's presidential election. Sean Spicer is Mr. Trump's spokesman.
The call centered around the logistics of setting up a call with the president of Russia and the president-elect after he was sworn in, and they exchanged logistical information on how to initiate and schedule that call. That was it, plain and simple.
Meantime, Mr. Trump told the Wall Street Journal he would keep the sanctions on Moscow, but might lift them if Russia helps Washington reach goals important to the U.S. U.S. officials are hailing the latest push by Iraqi forces into Mosul, confirming reports that Iraqi forces now have retaken a key government building from the Islamic State fighters. There have been questions about how the Trump administration would deal with the Islamic State. Syrian monitors say the Islamic State militants have launched an attack on a government-held area of the Syrian city of Deir az-Zor. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reports more than 30 people have already died in the fighting, including 20 Islamic State jihadists. Officials say the Syrian government used warplanes to beat back the militants. The Islamic State group controls most of Deir az-Zor province, but government forces have controlled the provincial capital. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Poland on Saturday formally welcomed